On Sunday morning, John was eating cornflakes in the kitchen when his mother came in. She put her keys down near a cupboard and picked up the kettle. "Oh, there you are. Where the bleeding hell did you get to yesterday?" The boy continued to eat his cornflakes, sucking noisily on the spoon. "You didn't tell me you were going anywhere."
"Just went out."
His mother started to speak again just as the next spoonful reached his mouth. "Can't you eat quiet?" He took another mouthful. The flakes were dry this time, and he crunched them energetically and with great satisfaction. Soon the bowl was empty.
"Who you been with?"
"Dunno, just out like."
"Well, some more nosy bleeders want to know about you. This came yesterday."
She snatched up a slip of paper from the side.
"You've been bunking off school again, you little fool. Look!"
She waved the paper in his face.
"They're going to take me to court 'cause of you."
He retreated to the corner of the kitchen. If she'd been one of the girls from school, he would have shoved her out the way. She was about the same build. The girls at school were just like her, in your face, aggressive, yelling things at you, coming at you, daring you to stand your ground, knowing you wouldn't, bullying you with their eyes and their mouths and their bodies. But somehow, it was different with her.
"Are you bleeding listening?"
Her anger poured out into the room and swept over her son.
"Why I ever had you, I'll never know. Always in bloody trouble. Bloody neighbours on about you, pinching things, and teachers always up at the school for some bloody reason right from the start. Should have done what Carol said and got you adopted. Got rid of you."
The paper in his mother's hand was now reduced to a tight ball, and she threw it viciously towards the sink. John watched the ball of paper fall short and laughed nervously.
"Ah, that's right. Bloody well laugh. That's all you're good for. You never take any notice. You ask them out there. You know what they say about you? They want to know why I put up with all this shit."
His mother kicked at the ball of paper, which had come to rest just in front of her. It slid over to her son, who ignored it. The urge to kick it back was strong, but now was not the time. John kept very still. Why didn't he say something, do something? Why didn't he respond, get back at her? She could see him in front of her own flesh and blood, but her anger just went straight through him. She resented his ability to let her words pass him by. So much energy expended, yet he was still unscathed. She couldn't touch him.
"God, you make me so bloody angry. Can't you ever take any notice?"
That was the last thing he wanted to do. He wanted to escape, even away to the girls at school. It wasn't difficult with his mother screeching at him. With them, you could shut your eyes and barge past, make the quick, fleeting contact and then escape, perhaps with a moment's brushed pleasure on the way. He thought of the girl in the pub doorway.
"What the hell am I going to do about this?"
The paper jumped up and down in front of his face.
"Dunno."
But he was beginning to mould an answer. Not one that he could reveal, not one that he wanted to reveal. She could spare if she found out there'd be more of her questions, and now he was desperate to answer his own. He realised that she'd never helped, and it was too late to ask her now. She turned away from him, shoved down the switch on the kettle, then lit another cigarette. John sat down wearily.